Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series. Today we are talking about Walgreen Company and subsidiaries versus commissioner. The tax court heard this case in 1994. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals reversed it in 1995, and it went back for more proceedings after that. This case comes up in cost segregation work, but it is important to know exactly what it stands for and what it does not. Here is the situation. Walgreen operated retail drugstores. When it built out those store interiors, it invested in improvements, partitions, restroom fixtures, millwork, doors, acoustic ceilings, floor coverings, lighting fixtures, and decorative signs. Nobody argued that any of these items were personal property. All of them were conceded to be Section 1250 property. That means real property. The slow schedule. So, what was the fight about? It was about how many years to use when writing off that real property. Walgreen wanted to use a shorter recovery period. The tax rules include something called ADR asset classes, and Class 57.0 covers wholesale and retail trade assets. Walgreen argued its leasehold improvements could use that class, which would give a shorter depreciation life than the default. The IRS said that class did not apply. The tax court initially agreed with the IRS, but Walgreen appealed, and the Seventh Circuit reversed that decision. Judge Richard Posner wrote the opinion. He found no legal basis for requiring Treasury to explicitly relist Section 1250 property inside Class 57.0 before a shorter life could apply. The retail trade class was available to Walgreen. Now here is the critical point for anyone thinking about this case. Walgreen is not a Section 1245 case. No item was reclassified as personal property. Partitions, lighting fixtures, floor coverings, all the things in that store, they all stayed as real property, Section 1250. The court only addressed the recovery period, meaning the number of years used for that real property. That is a much narrower benefit than full reclassification. And it is important to understand the difference. If you see this case cited as support for reclassifying items from a building into personal property, that is not correct. This case does not support that. What it does support is this. If you own or lease retail space and you have leasehold improvements that are real property, the Walgreen case may help you argue for a shorter depreciation life under the retail asset class. That is a real benefit. Just a more specific one than full cost segregation reclassification. When your report cites Walgreen, it should be in the context of recovery period for Section 1250 retail property, nothing more. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case applies to your property, take a look at the authority library in your report.